Party leaders were keen to mark 100 days to go until polling day with a campaigning blitz. David Cameron focused on the economy, a lower benefits cap, more apprenticeships, and a suggestion that benefits for pensioners will not be cut under a future Tory government. Speaking in Trafford in Greater Manchester, where the first NHS hospital was opened in 1948, the Labour leader Ed Miliband claimed the country's most precious institution faced its most perilous moment. The Liberal Democrats published a poster online. "Don't let Britain take the wrong turn," it urged, suggesting a vote for the Conservatives or Labour would be a mistake. The UKIP MP Douglas Carswell said his party represented real change. The others were toadies and cliché mongers marinated in groupthink.